People with dementia are especially vulnerable to the coronavirus. They have a hard time with social distancing. And for those who get and recover from the virus, there's a new set of challenges. Here now's Frankie Paris explains.
Judy Putnam was 81 with advanced dementia and a pre-existing lung condition, which may be why nobody in her Southern California nursing home suspected she had the coronavirus until a routine doctor's appointment.
They were used to seeing her every 3 months and know her, you know, normal state, and they sensed that something was wrong.
That's her daughter, Jen Jackson. She says doctors took a chest x-ray and found pneumonia. They admitted her mom to a suspected coronavirus ward, and then the tests came back positive.
When I think about my mom and how disoriented and scared she must have been, it's just so hard to imagine.
Usually, patients like Putnam get a sitter in the hospital. That's someone to stay with them and remind them where they are and what's happening to them. But because of coronavirus restrictions, Putnam was alone, disoriented, and terrified.
She was pulling out IVs. She was pulling off her oxygen mask. They had to use soft restraints on her. She was very unsettled, very agitated, and to have to be restrained, it broke my heart.
10 days after she was admitted, Judy Putnam died. Now her daughter is one of thousands of people who have learned how scary and dangerous the coronavirus can be for a loved one with dementia. People with dementia tend to be older with pre-existing conditions, often living in nursing homes where the virus can spread easily. Many have trouble just saying that something's wrong, which means an illness can go undiagnosed until someone notices. New research shows genetics may also be involved. A study of patients in the UK found that people with a gene linked to Alzheimer's disease also had a higher risk of contracting severe COVID-19. And then there's delirium.
It's like the most common medical complication you don't know about, delirium.
That's Jason Karlowish, a geriatrician at the University of Pennsylvania. He says delirium is a temporary and sudden change in behavior caused by an illness, like Putnam getting agitated. Anyone on a ventilator is very likely to develop delirium. But for dementia patients, that risk is much higher, even if they don't end up in an ICU.
And if you put delirium into an illness experience, acute illness experience, it's notorious for sadly extending the time of recovery, complicating recovery, and frankly increasing the risk of death.
Most of the ways hospitals used to fight delirium, like bedside sitters and family visits, are off the table right now. Although Karlowish says it's time for hospitals to start reconsidering those policies and letting a caregiver in with a dementia patient the way they let one parent in with a sick child. But even for patients who do survive, a single episode of delirium can basically hit fast forward on dementia. That's something Kitty Norden knows all too well.
Any major health event just makes dementia jump ahead by leaps and bounds.
Gloria Norden, Kitty's mom, also has advanced dementia. And Kitty's been her mom's caregiver for years. It's not an easy job, but she copes using something mom taught her, humor.
Mom walks out of the bedroom with two different shoes on and her underwear over her shirt. It's like you just take a picture and laugh and send it to your sister and go, oh, brother, look what our fashionista is doing today.
Mom doesn't talk very much anymore. But before the pandemic, she laughed a lot at curse words and anytime someone burped. Physically, she was fine, too healthy to qualify for hospice. Then she got COVID-19. She fought the virus for 2 weeks, sleeping most of the time, which doctors say can be another form of delirium. Then, Norden says, her mom recovered, sort of.
Before COVID, there was a lot more alertness to her. There was more smiles. So it's hard to see. A lot less of my mom that I knew a month ago is here.
Norden says COVID-19 was a tipping point. Mom's blood pressure started plummeting. She sleeps more and falls more, and she finally qualified for hospice care. But, Norden says, Mom still finds ways to make her laugh. And she's adjusting to the new mom, the mom she knows and loves right now. For Here and Now, I'm Frankie Paris.